Breezy 101, Broken by Lovely the Band, and here this Christmas, the new one from Gwen Stefani, 7:30 on your Wednesday morning, and here with us, Kosciuszko Mayor Jimmy Cockcroft for a minute with the mayor, last minute with the mayor of 2020.
Last one.
Last
I
alderman meeting.
I wish it'd be the last something else of 2020, but I don't think it's going to go away that quick.
No, I don't think so, but hey, last time we did this, we were virtual.
Yeah,
I was in my kitchen.
You were on lockdown.
Yeah, I was in the kitchen, and you were able to call in, and I appreciate you for...
I kind of enjoyed it. I was still in pajamas, too.
Yeah, exactly, right? You could get used to that pajama radio thing.
Yeah, that's right.
That was that was fun, but I don't want to trade off what I had to go through to get that.
I would want you to.
But yeah, we did have an alderman meeting last night, a couple of unclean properties, not too much, but first up, Dr. Alford came in and talked a little bit about the Skipworth Center.
Yeah, before we get to that, I got thinking after Dr. Alford left last night, all the major project improvements that Dr. Alford's had his hands in around this community for years now. And we owe him a debt of gratitude as a community for all he's done. And he didn't come ask for that last night, so that's not it. But he has, you take the Hugh Ellard Park was initiated by Dr. Alford and Danny Brunt back in the day. And now you got nearly $3.5-4 million project at the auditorium. So what he did last night was ask the mayor and the board of aldermen to consider a donation. So we did not act last night, but we are taking that seriously and taking it under consideration and seeing what we can come up with in this budget year and maybe possibly by the end of the year.
Yeah, and that's the junior high auditorium. It's called the Skipworth Performing Arts Center.
Right, which is really good. Like he said, it makes it more of a community thing than just saying, hey, it's at the junior high auditorium.
Yeah, and they've been, I think they're going to be recording some Christmas songs in there today.
Yeah, I've seen a few YouTube videos of people playing a piano and Darren, I think, and his daughter. And it's really, really good stuff. And, if you haven't been inside the auditorium, you ought to take a look. It looks really good so far with just a little bit they've had to do so far. It looks really good.
Yeah, it does. And after that, there was an appointment to the Kosciuszko School Board.
Yeah, so we appointed Ozell Landfair to a 5-year term, which will begin January 1st.
Yep. And then another appointment after that was Kosciuszko Water and Light Commission.
Yep.
A lot of appointments.
Well, these all fall first of the year. So we reappointed Billy Tollison to another 5-year term on the Water and Light Commission.
Yep. All this red tape stuff, like you said,
that's right.
Beginning of the year. Then a couple of resignations there. I think somebody's going to be retiring from the city.
They are. Alfred Harmon's been with us, good Lord, a good long time. Of course, he worked with MDOT before. So Alfred will retire officially. What we all look forward to is that first PERS day is February 1st. But his actual last day with the city, I think, is January 29th, I believe it is. So Alfred's been a great employee. Part of what we did with wastewater and subcontracting that out to MSI had to do with Alfred leaving and his skills in the wastewater department. So he will be leaving us, but hopefully he might be back part-time someday.
Yeah, I know Alfred. Me and Mayor Margaret graduated with Little Alfred.
Little Alfred, yeah.
So we knew he was one of my good friends. That's there.
Good. Harmon's always good family.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you think about Kosciuszko, think about the Harmons.
The Harmons.
Right. And then next, we added a new employee, Steve Coffey.
Yeah, this is we got a young Curtis Pope. Now we got a young Steve Coffey. We got Steve Coffey working part-time at the landfill, so... Now we got young Steve Coffey, and he'll be in the street solid waste. I'm not sure exactly what department he's going to fall in, but, they all do the same thing. So, and he'll start the 28th month.
I put on mine and said he can do a little bit of whatever.
He can. Right? That's what he says. Yeah. So we're going to find out.
Yeah, yeah. You'll definitely get put to work.
Right.
After that, there was a request from a 1883 Smokehouse. That's a restaurant up in Starkville. I think they want to do a food truck.
Right. So they originated out of Sturgis, and he has a sit-down place in Starkville. If you're familiar with Starkville, it used to be Pins, used to be Three Little Pigs and that, but it's really, really good. Our football crew has eaten there several times, and it's good food, and he's going to set up there in front of Hibbett's, hopefully mid-January. So it'll be a good addition to the community.
I was told they had the best cheese sticks in Starkville. I never tried those,
but I'm telling you, I haven't had anything bad there.
Yeah, it was three Little Pigs when I was in school there.
Right.
After that, it was just approving some travel and things like that. I think you said y'all's midwinter conference got pushed back.
I think it's going to get pushed back. It's supposed to be like the second week of January. You notice on that the Chiefs conference is going forward, but the MML is not. So. So right now, by the board meeting we had via Zoom this week, it appears that the MML Midwinter Conference is going to get pushed back to March or April.
And that was all on the city's agenda last night. But I do know this morning, y'all, you and the Lions Club are going to be passing out some.
Big day in Kosciuszko. Let's talk about Lions Club for a second, then I want to talk about one other thing. Yeah, so some of the guys probably already gone. Myself and Tim Cook and hopefully his granddaughters get ready here in a few minutes to do our little routes. But we packed 240 baskets Monday night with the help of the Youth Council. We started at 4 o'clock without a table set up, without a box put together, and we were finished packing those boxes by 6 o'clock.
Woo.
So those kids with the Youth Council, students, I shouldn't call them kids, students with the Youth Council really get in there and sling some groceries. And look, I'd like to say thank you to the community. The donations, in a bad year, the donations have been good, real good, a lot more than we expected. So we are very appreciative of that. And you know, without that, we couldn't do it. And to the people that donate all the stuff that gets donated. So we'll be out delivering today, and hopefully by 11:30, 12 o'clock, we'll be finished.
Yeah, so you might see some Lions out there delivering food baskets.
Right.
And I said, you know, if y'all have any videos or anything, y'all, or pictures, y'all, feel free to send them in. We'll get those posted for you.
I just text Lion Metter. James Metters is the basket chairman this year. I just texted him, told him to remind people to get some pictures for
him. All right, sounds good.
And one other thing, Brick. We're speaking of Harmon's now.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about some Harmon's. Just wish Antonio Harmon, don't know what his choice is going to be here in a little while,
we'll find out.
Just wish him the best of luck. You know, it's good for Kosciuszko when you can get someone like Antonio to come through and get the attention that he's gotten. And, you know, no matter what he chooses, you know what I like for him to choose, but no matter what he chooses, you know, we just wish him the best of luck and hope he keeps his head down and does what he's supposed to do and be successful.
Yeah. And if you're not sure what the mayor is referring to, Antonio Harmon, you know, talented wide receiver, football player for Mississippi, for Kosciuszko. He's going to be choosing his college this morning. And he's got offers from Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Georgia. He named his top five last week. And people have been asking me, Breck, you talked to Antonio. Do you know? I do not know. You know, it's one of those things that it could change. It could have changed last night. You know, it's college recruiting. So we're going to go.
One of those schools calls it Flipmas for a reason.
Yeah. So we're going to find out 9 o'clock this morning. He'll be making that announcement. So I'll be doing a Facebook Live from the Breezy 101 Facebook page. So we'll have that. But yes, you know, Antonio's a great ball player, great athlete. And as you said, great representation of Kosciuszko. So I've had a lot of Mississippi State people, a lot of Ole Miss people, a lot of even some Georgia and some LSU fans are texting, you know, and trying to, because Antonio tags me in those tweets on Twitter.
Yeah,
so
right.
Some of the other people are like, hey, where's he going to go?
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out just like you are. And so that'll be this morning. But also, Mayor, we got carriage rides tonight. And once again, I want to say how great the downtown area looks with all the Christmas lights.
I appreciate everyone that's told me that. And everyone has told me that. I say, please call Patty Edwards at the KAP. This was Patty's dream a few years ago when she scolded me about the Christmas decorations. So this is Patty and KAP and all the volunteers that have helped her and all that money, too. So the city did help put it up. Water and Light was a great help. The county's help. So it's been a team effort. But if you get a minute, thank Patty and the KAP for their leadership in it.
That's right. All right, Mayor. Well, we appreciate you for being on. I guess we'll talk to you next year.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.